Now, some good news now. A statue that we all know has returned to Dublin city centre. It's affectionately known as the Hags with the Bags. It's the statue of two women sitting and chatting beside the Halfpenny Bridge. It was temporarily removed while Lower Liffey Street got a makeover, but it's back. And the sculptor responsible, Jackie McKenna, has made the trip down from Leitrim to be in studio with us today. How are you doing, Jackie?
I'm great, Ray.
Now, it wasn't officially called the Hags with the Bags, was it?
No.
It was called?
The Meeting Place.
And it's there since?
1988.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was
the Millennium.
Yeah. So you come up from Leitrim on the train and you went down to have a look at it. It's been refurbished, hasn't it, and cleaned up and all?
It's been cleaned up in cast, bronze foundry.
Yeah.
And yeah, I went to have a look at it.
Right. Go on. What happened when you were there?
I know there were a few people milling around, but a couple were sitting on it and then they weren't sure if they should be sitting on it. And I said, no, sit down, you're sitting on it. I said, I made it. And this is, what? So anyway, there are a couple from Cork and I did get their names, but I forget them.
Right.
So there's a couple from Cork. We had a chat for about 10 minutes and lovely people. They came up to Dublin for 4 days and still here 12 days later.
Right. Okay.
So they were happy out.
And they have a story to bring back with them.
Yeah. They took a photo of me.
Did know. They?
Yeah. They did.
Because there's the photo from 1988.
I know. I was so young.
Yeah. What age were you?
I was 30.
Right.
Yeah.
And how did you end up making the statue in the first place? Obviously, you're a sculptor.
Yeah. Well, I was involved with the Sculptors Society of Ireland and we were noticing that there were no sculptures, contemporary sculptures in Dublin, or very few anyway. So in 88, to celebrate the millennium, we ran a competition. We didn't run them. Another group of people ran the competition to have 10 sculptures in Dublin from city centre to round to Pimlico, out to different places in Ballymun, I think it was one as well. And I put in a little model, and it was accepted. And I think there were, 10 of us, no, eight, 9 of us went to do our pieces out in Finglas, in the Foss Centre there.
Right.
But it was very, very noisy and dirty and dusty, and I took my piece away and did it in my own studio in Harold's Cross.
And it's there on the north side as you come over the Halfpenny Bridge. People will be familiar with woolen mills. That's there. They've developed all that into a bit of a plaza. It looks lovely.
Mm.
So they took it away while they were doing that and they used the opportunity to clean it up and all that.
Yeah.
And they've slightly repositioned it, haven't they?
Yeah, yeah. The trees were, the roots of the trees were actually coming up over the ground.
Uh-huh.
So they had to create a little garden around each tree and that squeezed the space for the piece. So, you know.
But they're looking, I like the new position because the two women are now looking at people coming off the Halfpenny Bridge.
Yeah. I mean, it's all right. But it wouldn't have been a place I would have put it. But
no.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But the thing about the Halfpenny Bridge is that, you know, that metal, the steel that's in the Halfpenny Bridge was supposed to have come from Drumcairn in North Leitrim.
That's where you're from.
That's where I'm from.
Yes.
Which is one of the reasons I put the piece there.
And you were as a 30-year-old, you were allowed to pick where it went.
Well, I did choose to put it under Jim Larkin in O'Connell Street because all the statues of that were there were
men.
All men up on plinths.
Yes.
And I wanted to have two good working class women sitting under Jim Larkin, quietly plotting the revolution. And of course, they said no. So that was the next best.
Well, maybe if it was now, they might have reconsidered it because there's been so much written about the women involved in the revolution since.
Yeah, but I mean, at the time, there was one bust of Countess Markovic and one sculpture of Misha Era in Merrion Square of women.
And the rest are men.
Yeah. So.
Two women having the chats and two bags at their feet. That's why it's the hags with the bags.
Mm.
And one of them was an Arnott's bag, was it?
Yeah.
And the other was?
Just a bag. The reason why it was an Arnott's bag is because the money we got for the commissions was so miserable.
Right.
That we had to, it was 4,000 per sculpture, which was nothing. So we had to find money for the rest. So I went to Arnott's and met a lovely man called Joe Kelly. And I said, if you give me 7,000, I'll put your name. And he did.
Hey, well done.
So congratulations, Joe Kelly.
And Initially, were those bags fixed to the ground?
Yes.
Yeah, but somebody managed to unfix them.
Yes, yes, yeah.
So both of them were robbed, were they?
Both of them were robbed, yeah. And I got one back, the Arnest bag, on New Year's Eve. It was removed, I think, in November of 88. And New Year's Eve, I got a phone call from Ballyfermot Garda Station to say that I had the bag, the Arnest bag. So I made my way there, went into the station. They opened the door and there was a room with shelves on it. And there was my bronze bag. Now, the thing is, it was very heavy. Yeah, and the lads had to lift it up onto the shelf.
Right.
So it was with all the other stolen bags.
The other bronze bag is still out there.
It's still out there. About 2 years later, I made a new one. So 2 years later, I was in my studio and in Harold's Cross. And there was a guy who used to come around with getting scrap metal on a horse and cart. Yeah. And he came in to me, he says, "You won't believe that a fella tried to send me something of yours." And I said, "What was that?" He said, "The bag." I said, "You buy it?" He said, "No." He says, "It's stolen goods."
It's because he'd be...
Yeah.
Yes. Like if you buy stolen goods, that's a crime.
Yeah. So it's £60 only. I would have paid 160. I'd have paid 260.
So it's still out there.
So it's still out there. Yeah.
If we were Liveline, we'd try and get it for you, but we're not.
No, it's a long time ago.
So you're based up in Manor Hampton and you have a workshop up there, mm-hmm. and you do courses and...
Yeah.
Yeah. And what... Do you have a website?
Well, it's the Leitrim Sculpture Centre.
Leitrim Sculpture Centre, yeah. Right. So, okay. Well, it looks as good as it did back in 1988, if not even better.
It's a bit more gold looking.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
I'll tell you, one of the reasons for that is just before Mother's Day this year, I got a photograph of a guy cleaning one of the figures, the younger figure, because the one on the left is my mother and she's the older one, and she's telling the one on the right what to do, or giving advice or something. But anyway, there was a photograph of a young lad polishing the younger woman.
Yes.
And whatever acid he put on it... It made it like golden.
It looks good though.
Yeah.
It looks good.
So anyway, I want to thank that lovely young man, whoever he was.
There you go.
But unfortunately, he took the patina off at the covering.
Right. Hags with Bags, and it originally called...
Meeting Place.
Meeting Place has returned to its original place, slightly repositioned at the Haveney Bridge. And we've just been talking to Jackie McKenna, the sculptor thereof. Thanks, Jackie.
Thanks. Thank you, Ray.
Thank you. Bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.